the first thing to understand about these systems, no matter who the manufacturer is or who the vendor is, they are workflow at the core, but they're truly development platforms. So in the end, you can generally make these things do whatever you want them to do, whether you're coding in .NET or whether you're coding in PHP or whatever the supported language is for the system. You can make it look like you want it to look. There's the out-of-the-box sort of styling that it has. You can go in, make it look like you want. In fact, to a point where people don't even know that you're on that platform. You can do custom workflows. You can create all sorts of things that really turn it into something that it was never even designed in the first place to be. Really, there's two primary mistakes that organizations are going to make when implementing these things. The first one is to say, not understanding what the core functionality is, or even really not understanding what the tools are used for. How do I use this? What is the capability? What things out of the box are there for me to be able to implement? How can I, as a manager, understand that? And how can I, as a developer, know what's there in order to put it into place without a whole lot of coding? Generally speaking, these things ship with a huge amount of functionality, and you don't really have to do a whole lot to get central functionality in place. And so not knowing what that core functionality is, or trying to over-design or create processes that are just slightly different than what shipped, really tends to add a huge amount of time and dollars to an implementation, and you don't always walk away with any more than you'd have if you had just done the install and the base configuration and gone with that. And the second thing is really overthinking the implementation. So one is underthinking, the other is overthinking. There was a project, it was quite a bit of work to do around the document management portion of it, but the folks in charge were not familiar with the product. They really hadn't done anything like that before, and they were sort of getting hung up on some of the ideas, like how do I organize my files, or what's the perfect way to move data from our shared server out into this repository. And huge amounts of time were being spent doing that, sort of by a group of folks who had really never worked with it before. And so they were spending time on things that were not pertinent to the actual implementation. And so they were overthinking. They weren't listening to advice of folks who'd worked with it before. And so a huge amount of time and money sort of went towards nothing. A great way to fail is to try and turn something that's really simple into a major implementation. And I think the key thing here to note is that, like any good project, approach these implementations in sort of an iterative way, so that you've got 2 weeks or a month or some finite amount of time that you say, I'm going to deliver this portion of work over this short period of time. We're going to get to the end of that, see where we're at, and then tackle the next piece, rather than some 6 month or 12 month long project that you just have a whole bunch of tasks, and at the end of it, you find out whether you succeeded or failed.